time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in restaurant or online only at Taco John's.
Welcome back to the Nolan. Good to have you along with us here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. The ladies' game is in the book, and the guys' game coming up next. And in this one, Benedictine playing host to the Park University Pirates. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph and a Cam Radio Sports Studio doing the production and the engineering and the stuff. I don't even know what the stuff is. It's so much stuff. Too complicated for me, but Joseph does it great. Thanks, man. Tom Couch with you here, courtside, and PA guy is introducing the starters. Let me do that. For the Pirates, who come into the ballgame under head coach Jason Klein, they're 10-16 of the season, 7-11. In the Heart of America Athletic Conference, they're going to be starting Mikhail Cintron, 6'7" junior from Puerto Rico. At 6'5", it's going to be the senior Bailey Crawford from the Sunshine Coast of Australia. From Brazil, Sao Paulo, is 6'5" freshman Otavio Armani. Melrose, Wisconsin, native 6'6" junior, Tristan McRoberts. And running it out will be Amari Perkins. He's from Sanford, Florida. He's a junior at 6'1". For the Benedictine Ravens, head coach Ryan Moody, associate head coach John Peer, and Adam Reichel, assistant coach. Benedictine, 14-12, 10-8 in the conference. They're going to be starting Preston Reynolds out of Leawood, Kansas, a 6'4" grad student. 6'4" junior from Oaksville, Virginia. That's Jack Vanderwoody. Declan Sullivan's from South Bend, Indiana. He's a 6'1 sophomore. Bryson LaRue, the senior from Lee Summit, Missouri. 6'2". And rounding out the starting five tonight, it's going to be Drew Purdy getting a start at the five. Drew is 6'8". He's out of Olathe, Kansas, and only a sophomore. Benedictine will not be starting Aiden Sullivan. Aiden got banged up the other day, and he is going to be back, coach says, but he will not start. They're going to have him kind of getting reacclimated a little bit, so they will limit his time and just kind of see how he is able to physically respond in the game here this evening. Ladies with a big win. See what the Benedictine guys have going. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Park men, they are in that traditional park maroon with gold. Benedictine to the home white with red and black. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The ball is up, the tip away, and it's going to go out of bounds, and they will say it is Park basketball. So nobody was able to corral that thing out on the court. Park will have it in play. And, hey, guys, you need somebody to inbound it. Here we go. Quickly run Crawford over here. He'll get it out on top. And Park basketball, we're underway. Park will work it around to the left side, skip it down to the block. Back it in. Little head fake shot blocked by Preston Reynolds. They're going to rebound it back down. Park will, and they'll bring it out on top. Here's a very long three. Wow. What a shot right out the gate. Laura McRoberts. He's going to have the first points of the ball game, and Park will have broken out on top. 3-0. Now, you remember these two teams have played already. It's like a month ago. Almost exactly. We went down to Parkville, Missouri on the 21st of January. Here's a little reverse layup. It's going to be up and good for Declan Sullivan. Braves have cut the gap to 1. In that game, Park was able to secure a lead and ride it to an 82-69 win. And Brecken field out. Here's a little three-pointer for Park. It's going to be short and a rebound cleared away by Drew. Purdy gets it away, and Declan will come into the forecourt. Benedictine on offense, three-point shot. LaRue, count it! Bryson LaRue! And the Ravens go up 5-3. We are a minute and a half into the game. A lot of scoring right out of the get. Back over to the right side with it. Ravens working in the player defense. Park goes the perimeter. Swings it all the way to the elbow, and now back up between the circles. Into the hands of Cintron. Who will drive in the lane. The running shot is going to be up. Maybe even a little bit deflected. And the rebound pulled down by Purdy. Benedictine will race into the forecourt. Come back on offense. Declan Sullivan kind of hands it over to Bryson LaRue. Out on top of it to go to Purdy. Here's the thing with all five players on the court for Benedictine. Every one of them is very willing to take the three-point shot. And very, very capable of hitting the three-point shot. This is a potentially very high-scoring starting five out there. 17:50 to go in the opening half. Ravens in front, 5-3, and we're going to get a travel. Excellent defense in the lane by the Ravens to force the turnover. So, Amari Perkins could not get a shot off. He could barely see daylight. I'm not sure he could even see the rafters in the ceiling. The defense was hanging on him. Did such a great job. And Benedictine is coming up the floor with a two-point lead. 17.5 to go. Opening half. LaRue over to Jack. The LaRue into the middle. Out on top. Jack goes three. Count that one. Benedictine blistering hot right out the gate. Vanderwoody for three. And it is 8-3. Benedictine. 17-17 to go. First half. They'll work the ball around to the left side. McRoberts. Comes back up on top. Perkins swings it over to Crawford. Armani. Now, here's the deal. Armani is a third shot. Goes up and misses. Ravens rebounded down. Armani was the problem for Benedictine in Parkville. He was just not missing anything. Here's a three-point shot to Purdy. That one does not go in. And a rebound cleared down by Crawford. He'll get it into the forecourt. Kick it across the timeline. Kick it out on top. Three-point shot from there is going to be put up and missed. And a rebound to Bryson LaRue. So these two teams basically running down the floor, hitting, taking a three. If they miss, it goes back the other way, and the other team will take a three. Here's a runner in the lane. Oh, pretty job by Drew Purdy to lay it up and in. Four of the starters have scored already for Benedictine, and we are at 16-16 to go in the first half. It is 10-3 Ravens. The drive to the baseline, the throw across the floor, a turnover by the Pirates. And Benedictine is going to be coming back up court with this. Coach Klein says, okay, not happy with what's going on here. So he's going to make a couple of switches, and he's going to bring Tyler Burrows into the game, a 6'3 senior, and Jamal Davis, a 6'6 junior. Burrows is from Bolingbrook, Illinois, and Davis is out of Kansas City, Missouri. Ravens back on offense, leading at 10-3, 4 minutes into the game. And you've got Declan Sullivan with the basketball. He'll go over to the left side. The shot by Reynolds. No, gets his own rebound. Preston follows it up. Doesn't get that one. He thought he got fouled on that, and I think he may have been right, but no whistle blown. And Parkwell race into the forecourt. 15-foot runner drops it through from right at the free throw line. The bucket is going to be up and in, and Park cuts the Raven lead to 5. 15.5 to go in the half. Benedictine, Preston, out on top, Deglin, into the corner to Bryson. LaRue's shot is short. Rebound to Purdy. Back to LaRue. He will accelerate. Little reverse layup. Got it. Deglin, or rather Bryson LaRue with 5. 12-5 Benedictine. We are 5 minutes in. So we'll be getting a little break here in a moment. The next dead ball opportunity. Benedictine has made no substitutions yet in the first 5 minutes of the game. Here's the feed over to the right side. The shot's going to miss. Rebounding it down. Preston Reynolds. He glides into the forecourt. Goes right side to LaRue, who sidesteps the defender. Puts a runner up to the baseline. Knocks it down. LaRue with 7. And it's 14-5 Benedictine. Quickly the transition to the other end of the court. Coast to goes. And the shot is going to be up and in. And back-to-back buckets for Tyler Burroughs. It's 14-7. Ravens are going to walk it up this time as Sullivan met by his defender, top of the key. Little defense. The shot is up. Nope. The player defense by Park been pretty good, but the Ravens have kind of shot over it. And here's Burroughs with the ball. He's coming off the bench. He's been red hot. This shot blocked out of bounds by Drew Purdy. And we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break at 14:02 to go. We're in the opening half in the Nolan Gymnasium. Ravens 14, Park 7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium, 14:02 to go in the opening half, and Ravens leading at 14-7. They got the rope skippers out there, and I heard this song being played at a high school gym. I heard this song getting played at a high school gym the other night, and I turned around and asked this obvious high school student, I said, gosh, I recognize that song. Any idea what year that album was released? And they looked at me with a very blank look, and I was like, yeah, I was self-amused by the whole thing, but anyway. He doesn't take much to amuse me. Is kind of the bottom line here. 14 minutes to play in the first half. Park will be putting it in at their offensive end, coming out of the media timeout. The lob is going to come out on top. They'll swing it back over to Burroughs. He's been a real spark for them coming off the bench. Here's a look away pass over to the right side. Kicks it over into the corner and they'll back away. Shot clock's at 6. Park trying to get something up. McRoberts has it. He'll feed it underneath. The hook shot of the buzzer is going to miss, but the tip up and in by Armani is good. First points of the ball game for Armani. It is now 14-9. The Benedictine lead trimmed to 5. 13.5 to go in the first half. Deglin has it on top. Looking out at the Raven lineup, they'll have their starting 5 still out there. Skip pass over to the left side to Bryson. Out on top, Preston. Cuts into the lane, goes down the right side. A little hesitation. Kisses off the window and good. Every Raven starter has scored now with 13-11 to go in the half. Park again races down the floor, jumping it over to the left side to Perkins. Perkins is met on the left side of the free throw line. We'll kick it on top where the 3 is launched and hit. And Armani, again, he was a guy who was a problem in the last game. Armani hits that shot, a quick 5 for him, and Benedictine's lead is trimmed to 4. 16-12 Ravens. Deglin over to the left. Here's Jack for 3. Doesn't get it to fall, and the rebound tipped out, saved by Sullivan. Kicks it back to Preston, and the Ravens are going to reset. Here's Purdy. He can hit that shot, but it will be short. Back the other way with it. Here come the Pirates. Clark Park will take it down, skip it into the lane. And Preston saw that coming. Stepped in front of the bounce pass. Here comes Vandermoede. In, up, no, rebound, slap. There's the goaltend. So give the Ravens the bucket, and Benedictine a six-point lead. We're going to get Gabe Didzik into the game. Also coming in will be Harrison Kisling. Tell you what, Drew Purdy did a really nice job out there. That was a nice start for him tonight. 12-12 to go in the first half. Park with the basketball. Ravens up six. Pirates over to the right side with Burroughs. Comes off on top. Perkins. Gabe steps up in front of him. Perkins goes in. But it's going to be stripped away. Here comes Preston. Kicks it over. Left side. Kisling. No. Yes for the Ravens and Preston Reynolds. So Preston gets the steal and the bucket. Benedictine with its largest lead now. They are up 20-12. In front by eight. Three-pointer. Well off the mark. Rebound tipped out. BC up the floor. Over to the right side. Harrison kicks it over to Daglin. Give him two more. Daglin, Sullivan, and the Ravens offense clicking. With 11 and a half to go and a half. Benedictine with a double-digit lead. 22-12 BC. Back over to the left side. Park trying to find something. Here's Armani. He'll shoot and miss. Rebound. Ravens. Daglin races down the court. Goes right side to Bryson. A defender in front of him. LaRue hits it anyway. Bryson LaRue. 9 points. And Coach Klein says, that is enough. Park is going to call for the timeout. We're going to enjoy it with them as the Ravens are playing well. With 11-10 to go in the opening half. Benedictine 24. Park 12.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, Park will inbound it from deep in the backcourt. The Ravens in front by a dozen. It is 24-12. 11 minutes to go. Here's a long three, very short. Rebounded off the floor, Deglin Sullivan. One on three. He wisely slows it up. Now will attack the bucket. Drive by the defenders and scores. Sullivan with six. 26-12. Benedictine by 14. Here's Armani with it. Out on top the Burroughs. And for Park, they may have to slow this thing down a little bit. The Raven transition game has been phenomenal. Here's McRoberts. He hit the first bucket of the game. Backs away in front of Gabe. Kicks it over to the right side. Shot clock at six. Out on top. A long three. Off the rim once, twice. No good. Rebound, BC. Deglin Sullivan coming up with the basketball. Crossover dribble behind the back. Down to the left side of the lane. Kicks it over to the right side. Harrison passes up the shot. Gets it back out. Sullivan. The feet into the lane. Twisting, turning, shooting, and scoring. Set back up by Aiden Sullivan. It's 28-12 Ravens with a 16-point lead. We are a quarter of the way through the game. And the ball is on the floor. The Ravens are going to reach in, cover it up, jump ball, possession. Benedictine is we're going to get a break. Time out of the floor. The Ravens on a run with 9:55 to play in the half. Benedictine 28, Park 12.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
If you pull out your World Book Encyclopedia and you look up, playing well, okay, you're going to have this line score. You're going to have what Benedictine's doing. 12-0 run over the last 2 minutes and 23 seconds. 14-3 run over the last 3 minutes. They hit 5 of their last 5 field goals. Conversely, Park is over its last four. They haven't scored a point in over 3 minutes, and they have allowed the Ravens to put together this 16-point, 28-12 lead. 9:55 to go in the opening half. Out of the court for Benedictin, Kissling, Vandermoody, Larry Parker III, Aiden Sullivan, and Gabe Sidgick. Here's B2 in a basketball. Jack comes out on top to Harrison. Kissling will throw it into the corner. Gabe has it. Back to the right side to Larry. He will cut to the middle. Spin. Lob it out on top to Harrison. Back underneath to Aiden. Shot clock at 5. Sullivan to the top. Parker going to have to put up an off-balance 16-footer. It won't go in, and the rebound is going to be tipped out on top, and the Ravens are going to recover it. Good hustle by BC to keep the ball alive. Coach Moody on his feet near midcourt, indicating the offensive play. It'll be Harrison. Feeds in the middle to Aiden. Drops his shoulder. Puts a power move on. Missed it. Gets his own rebound on the floor. Kicks it off on top. Larry to Harrison. Kissling kicks it across to Gabe. Gets it up and missed it. Rebound on the floor. Saved by Kissling. Shoots and misses. Tipped and missed. Rebound Park. Well, they got plenty of looks at it. I'll give them that with 9 minutes to go in the first half. Pirates are back up the floor with it. They'll pass into the middle. The ball is going to be batted away, but saved inside. And Bailey Crawford will score his first point for Park. 28-14 Benedictine. 8.5 to go in the first half. Sidgick with a basketball, topside to Harrison. Kissling directing a little traffic, operating the team from the one. Goes to Parker over to the right side. Long cross court pass. Gabe, the big guy for three. No, it doesn't roll down. Park's going to rebound it and bring it back the other way with Bailey Crawford. Crawford bumps it off on top. The runner off the window, no good. Parker with a rebound. Benedictin up the floor. It's a three-on-three break. Larry will swing it all the way over to the right side in front of the Pirate bench. Kick it off on top to Kissling and out of Vandermoody. 8 minutes to go and a half. Backing in from the left side, Sidgick goes to the right. The shot by Gabe for three won't go. And BC with big guys who can and will shoot from the perimeter, not get the three to go in right now. 7:45 to go in the first half. Park with the basketball, trailing by 14. They work it out on top, and they're going to slow this way down. Shot clock at 8, 7. Shot clock at 5, into the lane. The shot is up and missing, and a rebound saved by Parker. Larry coming down with another rebound. Back up with it, Benedictine. Now Parker into the lane. His shot rejected, and the rebound pulled down by the Pirates. And they'll fly up court, dump it over to the right side, reverse it on top, goes over to the elbow. Armani will kick it back off on top, and Park will again run time off the clock. Inside 7 minutes to go in a quickly moving first half of men's college basketball. The spin into the lane, the bounce pass underneath, and the reverse layup is going to be up and good. Crawford hits the bucket. Bailey with his fourth point in the game. It is now 28-16, and we've got 6.5 minutes to play in the first half. Sidgick with a basketball, topside Aiden. Here's Kissling with it. Vandermoody's the only Ravens starter on the floor for quite some time now. Here's Sullivan. Reverse, knocks it down, the big guy. 4 points, Aiden Sullivan. 30-16, Benedictine. And on the other end, the quick transition bucket to Armani. 30-18. Coach Moody's got a couple of guys at the scorer's table ready to check in at the first dead ball opportunity. And out on top is going to be Harrison. Hook pass over to the left. Larry will go three. Rims around, no. Rebound tipped down. They're going to call it Gabe for a foul from behind. So Gabe will have his first. All right. Here's a crazy number. We're under 6 minutes to go in the half, and that's the first foul of the game. By anybody. That's kind of nuts. Which tells me the officials are letting him play, and I'm really good with that. Here we go into the forecourt. 5:50 to play. Park running motion. Like a sixth grade team. Now the feed underneath, and the layup is missed. Wow. They run it outside, The defense slacked up, and the shot from in the middle misses. They get the rebound, follow up and miss it. They get the rebound, follow up and miss it. They get the rebound again. Park back over to the right side. Will spin into the lane, reverse direction. Goes up off the window and miss again with the layup. But this time they're going to call Kissling for a foul. Shot after shot after shot for Park, none of which would go in. And the foul by Benedictine is going to put Park at the free throw line. It'll be the first free throw shot tonight at 5:29 to play in the half. And it is good. Tyler Burrows picking up his fifth point of the game. Tyler is a 65% free throw shooter, 76 of 117. So he's coming to the line quite a lot. Second free throw, way short. Rebound, Vanderrudy. BC will come up with a ball, and Ravens into the forecourt, leading 30-19. Now, I mentioned there were guys at the scorer's table, so it would behoove us to reset the Raven 5. Larry Parker is still out on the floor, but along with him, Deglin Sullivan, and here's a turnaround shot by Preston Reynolds. It won't go in. Jack Vanderrudy and Drew Purdy. 5 minutes to play in the half. Turning around the shot and misses again. Rebound Reynolds. Park is really struggling to hit a bucket right now. And Deglin, coast to coast. No, tipped up. Doesn't go in. Rebound Deglin to Larry. He will cut into the lane. Goes in. Goes up. Can't get it. There is some kind of a lid on the bucket if you're within 5 feet here tonight. But we will have a foul called and we will have media timeout. Let's take a break. 4 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first half of the men's game. Ravens with the lead, Benedictine 30, Park 19.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Well, if you are interested at all, number one, we know you're a basketball fan because you got Care Radio, K-A-I-R. FM, Morton Atchison on the old radio. You're enjoying college basketball tonight as Benedictine is in front of Park in the second game of the night. The ladies' game was a big win for Benedictine. This game has the Ravens in front 30-19. But if you're a Big 12 fan, Kansas is getting set to tip off as we speak with Oklahoma State. Free throw here for LP is up and good. So Parker will collect his first point of the evening. Larry hits half of his free throws, but he'll hit both of these. Makes it 32-19 Ravens. Now Parker comes off the floor. Bryson out there, and Benedictine will have the starting five rotated back into the game. With 4.5 to play in the first half, Park back on offense. They'll dump it over to the left side. Get it there to Armani. He's backing in. Nothing there. Comes back out on top to Sindron. Shot clock at 10. Here's Armani. It's online, and it is good. This guy gets hot. He can light it up. He's got 10 now, and it's 32-21 with 4:10 left in the half. Here's Jack for three. Wow! Vanderbilt from outside. That's his eighth point. 35-21. And we go inside 4 minutes of play in the first half. Again, Park running this little motion kind of an offense. And now they'll break off it and send the guy from the wing to cross beneath the goal because everybody's pretty much from the free throw line and above right now. They really open it up underneath. Here's a pass in the middle. Twisting, turning, trying to get a shot away. It's going to be up and it's going to be off the window and good. Nicely done by Sintron. Mikhail Sintron out of Tagus, Puerto Rico. 35-23, or 24, 25-24. Let me fix that. 35-24. Here's a feed underneath. The shot by Preston goes up and he's fouled. The defender acting frustrated, but Cintron was clearly behind him and makes a lot of contact from the back. Coming to the line, Preston Reynolds. Free throws good. 5 points for Preston. And 6 points for Preston Reynolds. 37-24. Benedictine in front for 3 minutes to go in the first half. The game moving briskly again. The absence of many fouls and then subsequently many free throws has really sped this game up. Here's a shot from the outside that misses, but a nice offensive rebound and put back by Tristan McRoberts. Makes it 37-26. Ravens into the forecourt. Declan Sullivan with the ball, slows it way down, works between the circles, little right-hand dribble, crosses to the left, dumps it over to Jack. He'll go three. Wow! Vanderwoody again from outside. Jack has 11. And the Ravens leading at 40-26. 2:20 to go. It's stolen. Here comes Reynolds. He's in. He's up. It's good. Preston, two more. 42-26. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Patient limit of basketball. Park will again run that little motion. Now they'll find a cutter down the left side of the lane. He'll go all the way to the block with the basketball, trying to back in on Vanderwoody. Will step into the lane, twist and turn, lose the handle of the basketball, picked up by Purdy. Ravens are going to take it the other way. So BC with the steal, and the Ravens are going to take a timeout. We'll take a break with them with a minute 47 to go in the opening half. Ravens playing well. It's Benedict and 42, Park 26.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
With a minute 47 to go in the first half, the Ravens in front, 42-26 over Park, here in this Heart of America Athletic Conference men's college basketball game in the NAIA. We're in Atchison, Kansas, and glad you're with us here this evening. Ravens are going to be putting it in from the 28-foot mark on the far side. And Declan Sullivan out of South Bend, Indiana, will bring it in, runs the ball clip from the one. Here's Vanderwoody with a three, won't go, and rebound, Pirates. Park will race into the forecourt, shoulder-high dribble up the floor, down the left side by Perkins. A baseline three is off the mark, rebounding it down is Jack. The defender reaches around and grabs him because he just didn't want to see Vanderwoody with a breakaway to the other end of the floor. That foul is going to be on Bailey Crawford, his first. Bailey said, it's a price that I'm willing to pay to stop him from going down the floor and maybe throwing one down. Although I don't know that that's what would have happened, but he would have gotten it in the bucket with a minute 15 now here in the first half. Benedictine is back on offense. Preston out on top. Here's Deglin for a three. Off the window! I don't know that he called it, but it counts, and Deglin Sullivan has nine. 45-26, BC with its largest lead of the game, now up 19. We are in the last minute of the opening half. The ball rotates back out on top with Crawford. Goes top of the key to Cintron. Back over to the right side. Armani will kick it over. The driving shot is going to miss, and a rebound pulled down by Reynolds. Here comes Preston. Up the floor, it's going to be slapped away from Jack and knocked out of bounds by Armani. Ravens are going to have it back in play. 37 in the half. And there's a foul on the inbound. It comes in to Deglin, and coming in late to defend It was a collision by Perkins, and he'll pick up a foul, his second. And the Ravens are going to bring it in again. Let me reset that clock again. 32-31, now 30 to go in the half, 20 on the shot clock. So about a 10-second differential. Benedictin, Van der Rudy puts in and has the ball stripped out of his hands. Jack coming here from Noakesville, Virginia. 18 seconds left, 7 on the shot clock. Ravens having it in at the baseline. It'll come into Purdy, to Van der Rudy, 3, doesn't drop. Rebound to go down is Park. Shot clock's off with 11. Into the forecourt at 9. Straight down the top with the basketball. It's going to be McRoberts. He'll dump it over into the left corner. Perkins has it. Kicks it across the floor. With 1 second, the three-point shot. Not close. It is halftime at Atchison. We'll be back to summarize for you. These two teams are headed off the floor and going to the locker room. It's Benedictine 45, Park 26.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Entertaining the crowd here at intermission, and they're pretty entertaining out of the court also as Benedictine has assumed a 45-26, 15-point halftime lead over Park here in Atchison tonight. Let's take a look at the scoring. What do you say? First of all, for the Pirates, one man in double-figure scoring, and that is Ottavio Armani, and he's got 10. Tristan McRoberts and Tyler Burrows with 5 apiece. Bailey Crawford with 4. And Mikhail Cintron has the other 2 for Park. For Benedictine. Wow. Jack Van der Rudy, 11 points, leads the way. But I tell you what, there are guys on his heels. Like Declan Sullivan, he's got 9. Like Bryson LaRue, he's got 9. Like Preston Reynolds with 8. You've got Aiden Sullivan, 4 in the first half, and 2 each for Drew Purdy and Larry Parker III. Looking at some of the other things like fouls, that's no deal. Hardly any fouls at all in the first half. The Ravens commit 1 first half foul. It's on Harrison. So, yeah, no fouls in the first half to speak of. Awesomeness. Thank you, man. Getting those halftime stats. Let's look at some of the numbers. Speaking of halftime statistics, Benedictine hitting 44% of their first half shots on 18 to 41. Park getting many fewer shots, and they are 11 to 33, hitting a third. From the outside, BC is 5 of 14, Park 3 of 12. BC is perfect at the free throw line, 4 of 4. And here's the one thing that I've got to, I will tell you, I don't know how the people who do statistics, you know, on during the games and on the fly, I don't know how you do it. It's there's so much to watch, and they do such a great job. I don't know how you can even manage. But I look at this number, and it is so stunning. I got to make sure it's right. I believe it's right, but I'm going to make sure it's right. The Ravens in the first half, no turnovers. None. Not any. Park, by the way, has committed 6 first half turnovers. Got some guys, young guys, shooting some free throws out on the floor right now, and little competition. I think they're giving away maybe donuts or something. I don't know. So the crowd is having a good time with that. But the numbers up and down for Benedictine, absolutely fantastic in the first half. Total rebounds, Ravens with 25 to Parks 20. Points in the paint, Benedictine 26 to 16. Fast break points, 17 to 4. Just all categories. Ravens are playing very, very well. They're going to look forward to bringing that kind of a great play into the second half. And we'll be back to bring you that second half live here on Care Radio. Lady Ravens winning in the opening game tonight. The BC guys with the lead at halftime will return. Intermission score in Atchison. Benedictine 45, Park 26. As we kick it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studios, it's a Wednesday halftime.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country Sports Schedule. We've got, of course, Sports Look coming to you tomorrow evening. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. It airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Following Sports Look, we've got Brandon Tadman's High School Coaches Insight, where he'll talk to the coaches of JCN, Atchison High, Marhill Mount Academy, and ACCHS. That immediately follows Sports Look on Thursday nights. This Friday, we'll be bringing you Troy at Horton. 6:15 is the scheduled tip-off time, or 6 to 6:15 is the scheduled tip-off time for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime around 7:30 to 8 o'clock. Saturday, we'll be back with the Ravens as they're on the road for their last game of the regularly scheduled season. They'll be at Mid-American Nazarene. Tune in at 5:30 in the evening for the women's game. The men will take to the court right around 7:30.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening skip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meals steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Unfortunately, the Heart of America Athletic Conference website is down, and I cannot bring you the scores around the area. I've even tried trying to look them up just straight off some of the other websites, and there appears to be a problem with the initial reporting. Park, in the women's game earlier here at Hot Country 93.7, fell to the Ravens with a final score of Lady Ravens 79, Park 63. In this game, at the half, the BC men are leading 45 to Park men 26. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 40. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, highs level off around 62. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for rain showers mixing with, then changing to snow. Lows level off around 23. Turning much cooler Friday and Saturday with highs in the low 40s. Slight chance for snow becoming mixed precipitation Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And for Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. It's currently 50 degrees and clear in downtown Atchison. The relative humidity is at 38%. The winds are out of the east at 2 miles per hour, giving us a feels-like temperature of 50 degrees as well. The dew point is 25 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 29.58 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couch live at the arena for the second half action.
Good to have you back with us here in the Ralph Villain Gymnasium on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set to go to the second half of tonight's men's game as the Ravens here at home are out in front of Park University 45-26. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to Joseph. He's the guy who lifted the load, put us on his shoulders, and carried us through halftime. Joseph, great job, man. Thank you. Tom Couch with you here courtside, and we're set to go to the second half. It will be Park basketball to start things. Pirates have Cintron and Crawford with Armani, McRoberts, and Perkins. They're starting five back out there for Benedictine and Coach Moody. Also, the Ravens starting five of Reynolds and Vanderwoody, Sullivan, LaRue, and Purdy. We'll skip pass over to the right block. The turnaround shot in the lane is going to be up and good. And that was a good idea for Park to go to a solid kind of a play. It's a fourth point of the game for Cintron. And just try to get something going, something on the board. Here's Jack going three. Wow, what a way to start the second half. Jack Vanderwoody picking up his 14 points of the game, and the Ravens up 48-28. Pirates around the left side of the free throw line. We'll stop just outside. Get it out to McRoberts, and the Ravens are going to take it away. Here comes Benedictine. A minute into the second half. Deglin kicks it over to Jack. Skip pass to Preston. Reynolds will look it off on top. Sullivan drives it to the free throw line, packs it away. The kick into the corner to Drew. Back out on top to Deglin. Feeds it across. Preston Reynolds up and in. Sullivan the assist, and Preston for two more. 10 points for Reynolds. 50-28 Benedictine. 22 points. It's their largest lead today. Can the Ravens get to 90? That would be an incredible number. It'll bounce past the outside of the block. And there was a travel, no whistle. The dish back, the square up, and he steps back on the sideline. Armani from deep in the left corner squared up, and as he reached back with the right foot, clearly places it on the line. Back up with it, Benedictine. Ravens in no great rush, leading by 22. 18-15 to go in the game. Deglin Sullivan on top. Deglin out of South Bend, Indiana. Kicked it out to Bryson LaRue. Bryson, a Kansas City guy. Here's Preston. He'll shoot. Rolls across the back of the rim, and it won't go down. Would not fall in for Preston Reynolds, and here comes Park back the other way. Armani's passed out on top, and did they save it? Apparently. That was close to an over and back. McRoberts has it on the right side. Stark down the left side of the lane. Nothing there. Going to bring it back out. Here's a feed to the baseline. The shot blocked, and they're going to call Drew Purdy for a foul. With 17:35 to go in the game, the foul is going to be on Drew Purdy. It will be his first foul. That's Benedictine's second team foul tonight. One foul in the first half. Coming to the line for Park and missing his first free throw is going to be Mikhail Cintron. Mikhail, 71.4% shooter, hasn't shot a lot. 15 15 of 21. Second free throw rolls around. It goes in. 5 points for Centron. 50-30 Ravens. Or 50-29. Let me fix that. 50-29 Ravens. 17 and a half to play. Oh, a little back door and a two-handed throw down by Purdy. That was a beautiful assist in the middle, and Drew Purdy knocks it down. Top of the key, the long two is up and good. Amari Perkins will have his first points. And we have 17 minutes to go. 52-31 Benedictin. The drive, little finger roll, nope, rebound slapped out on top, going to be saved by Bryson. He loses his footing, but is able to tap the ball out on top, and Preston's going to control it down. Benedictin will reset the offense. Shot clock already back down to 10. The feed inside, Purdy, one-handed shot, too soft, got fouled, and a little stronger move could have been a three-point play, but he'll come to the line here. And it's going to be the second foul of the ball game by Bailey Crawford. It'll be the first foul of the second half by Park. Drew's free throw? No. One more shot coming up for Drew Purdy. A 64% shooter on the season. Drew having a nice game, not throwing up a ton of points. That'll be his fifth. But he has done a lot of things for this team, getting the start this evening in front of an ailing Aiden Sullivan. 16-20 to go in the ball game. Park with the ball over in front of their bench. They'll rifle it on top. Armani will kick it to the left side, and the three is up and short. Rebounding it down is going to be Sullivan. Aiden up the floor. Three-on-three break. Left side is Bryson. Feeds underneath. Drew reverses the layup. Missed it. No foul called in. There's where Drew's going to have to get a little tougher, probably. Hit that shot with the defender near you. Park from the top. Looks for three. That won't fall. And the rebound is going to result in a Declan Sullivan foul. So Declan's going to pick up his first foul. And Benedictine's second. 15-50 to go in the ballgame. Park will bring it in right out in front of the Pirates bench. Top side Crawford, right side McRoberts. Here's Armani knocking down another long three. That will be his 13th point, his third three of the game. 53-34. 15 and a half to go. Benedictine slung it down a little bit. Getting very deliberate with his offense. And feeding in the middle, and here's a nice driving layup. Preston Reynolds has a dozen. This is a good game for Preston. Comes in averaging 8 points a ball game. He's got a dozen already, had eight at halftime. Here's a feed that goes into the lane. The shot is going to go up and roll over the lip of the rim and good for Mikhail Centron. 55-36, and we go inside 15. Ravens back out on top. Benedictine has made no second-half substitution yet. Here's Vanderwoody into the lane. Skips it down low for Preston, who expected Jack to take a shot. He had no idea that that skip pass was coming his way. And as the ball goes out of bounds, we're going to get a break, and we're taking a timeout. 14:43 to go in the ball game. Ravens with a comfortable lead. It's Benedictine 55, Park 36.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Fudge Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Coming out of the timeout, they're going to go back to the same five. So the original starting five are going to be still out there. Preston Reynolds and Jack Vander, Woody Declan, Sullivan, Bryson LaRue, and Drew Purdy. For Park, quick look out there, and thank you. I'm trying to see if they've made any changes, and I don't think so either. Centron and Crawford with Armani, McRoberts, and Perkins. Yeah, both teams have their same five. So Park's going to bring Burroughs in. So they got Tyler Burroughs into the game. Here's a quick turnaround shot, up and missing. Follow shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Drew. Benedictine's going to take it the other way. 14:20 to go. Sullivan into the forecourt. Comes out on top. Now they'll feed in the middle. The ball's going to be stripped away, and Purdy will lose the handle on it. Back over to the right side. The drop on his shoulder. The shot goes up. It's off the window and in. But let's see. There's a bucket. Yeah. They're going to say a foul underneath, counting the basket. The foul, I believe, is going to be on Preston. Yeah. So Preston Reynolds picks up the foul. The free throw is up, and a three-point play is complete. So Amari Perkins with five. And the Raven lead trimmed, 55-39. BC will take it on top. They're opening up the floor. They're bringing everybody on the outside of the three-point ring and running a cutter from the edge of the free throw line to the opposite, to the square, and then back out on top again. Here's a follow-away shot. I don't know how he hit that. Vander hit a shot. He didn't even look at the rim. He was not even, I don't know how he knew where the basket was. He throws it down, picking up his, 16th point of the game. And the Ravens go right back up 57-39. Here's a little two-handed layup. It's going to be up and good from the right side of the lane for Park. McRoberts has seven. 57-41, Ravens. 13:13 to go in the game. Sullivan down the right side. Will go to the free throw line, then back it away. Comes out on top. Deguin looks it underneath to Preston. Reynolds, cross court it goes. Gabe's in the game. He'll come out on top. Shot clock at four. Sullivan's finger roll. Doesn't go in, and rebounding it down. Park. They're going to run up the floor. They've got numbers. It's four on three. The cross-court pass is lost, saved, and they're going to get it back into the middle, kick it over to the outside. The three is set sail and going to miss, and a rebound is going to be out of bounds off Benedictine. At 12:40 to go in the ball game, 20 on the shot clock. Park will have it into their offensive end just to the right of the lane in front of the Raven Regiment pep band. Park will look it in. They trail by 16. Take it into the right side, twisting, turning, leaning, shoving, putting a shot up and in right through Gabe. Nice job with the bucket for Mikhail Centron. And Mikhail's not a little guy, 6'7" out of Puerto Rico. 12:20 to play. Now only down 14. Park's getting themselves right back in this thing. Here's Preston. Vander Woody for three. Count fifth. Jack from outside. Wow. 11 in the first half. He's already got eight here in the second. A straightaway three. It's very short. Vander Woody will rebound it down, and Benedictine is going to be back on offense. Inside 12 to play. 60-43 Ravens. Park is coming to the scorer's table with Jamal Davis. And Benedictine's going to turn it over. So, a couple of substitutions. Coming into the game for Park will be Jamal Davis, a 6'6 junior from Kansas City. Into the lineup for the Ravens is going to be Aiden Sullivan, the 6'8 junior from Lenexa. 11.5 to go. Park with the basketball, and Park's done a good job of just not folding up the tents and taking up the stakes and calling it a night. They've stayed right in this thing and battled hard. They're trailing by 17 right now. So they have the work cut out for them. Here's a three-point shot. That won't help as it goes away. Rebounding it down is Kissling. Ravens on the run. The skip in the middle to Sullivan and back over to the baseline right to Gabe. BC looking for an open shot in the middle. And as they try to pass inside, it's going to be batted free and stolen away. Down the court, driving, shooting, missing. and a rebound and all kinds of bodies all over the place. Let's see where this foul's going to land. At 10:58 to go in the second half, we're going to find that foul is going to be whistled against Benedictine. And free throws coming up for the Pirates, the first of which is up and good. Makes it 60-44. And that one will roll, fall in. 60-45. So Burroughs will get them both. And Benedictine is seeing Park battle back a little bit here. We're approaching the midpoint of the second half. BC will get into the forecourt in 10 seconds. The Ravens on the ropes a little bit here in the middle of the second quarter. They had the 19-point halftime lead, and they were able to stretch it to as many as, 22? And now Park has begun to fight back. The Ravens are going to bring Larry Parker III and Bryson LaRue into the game. So it's going to be LaRue and Parker with Aiden Sullivan, Sidgick, and Kissling. 10 and a half to play. Little head fake on the left side, then a pass into the corner where the baseline three is going to be up and off the mark. Rebound. Kissling and the Ravens are going to take it the other way. Outlet pass all the way down the floor to Gabe. He'll start into the lane, bring it back out on top. LP will cut across, tries to back in. The defense is there. He's bumping and pushing. Hook shot. No. Rebound, Pirates. 10:15 to go in the game. Park will bring it down the floor. A little head fake. Now the cut into the lane. The finger roll is going to be in. Two more for Armani. He's at 15. And it's 60-47. 10 minutes precisely to go in the half. The feed underneath. The shot. Nope. But this time we're going to get a foul on Park and we're going to get a timeout. Ravens are going to have to find a way to hang on here. With 9:51 to go in the ballgame, we've got a timeout on the floor. Ravens 60, Park 47.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Welcome back to the Nola Gym. Here on the campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. Final home game of the 25-26 basketball season. Saturday, we'll be with these Ravens on the road for the last game of the regular season. We'll be in Olathe at Mid-America. And they are going to be night games, so be aware. 5:30 for the ladies' game, 7:30 for the guys, Benedictine and MNU here on Care Radio. And then they will set the field, and it will be postseason time. Right now, though, coming out of a timeout, BC at the free throw line. The first of two, it's good. And with that bucket, it'll be 5 points now for Aiden Sullivan. He'll square up, and that one hits the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded down by Gabe. He'll follow it up and miss it. Rebound slapped out on top, and Benedictine is going to be able to control it down. 61-47, Ravens. Sidgwick will have it on the right side. Starts into the lane, driving it in. The big guy handling the basketball pretty well. Kicks it out to Harrison. Kissling will spin his way to the side of the lane. Tries to feed it underneath to Parker, and that connection never happened. Back up with it. Look away pass to the right side. Park on offense, and they're going to say again. Park will step back, and Tyler Burroughs will step on the sideline and turn it over. And that's got Coach Jason Klein on his feet. He's not real happy with how things are going for his team out there right now. Or if they're going to take Gabe out of the game, and Preston Reynolds comes back in. The ball gets in play, and Bryson LaRue to Preston. And Bryson will take it in the forecourt. 9:20 left in the game. Here comes Parker. Passes up the shot, brings it on top. And you kind of wonder, did he pass up that shot because they want to take more time? Or did he pass up that shot because he has not been able to have one fall for him today and just got feeling it? Here's a turnaround shot in the lane, though. It's going to be up and good. And LaRue has 11. 63-47. The Ravens pushing back forward with 8:40 to go. The Park offense mystifies me a little bit as they run that motion and then just look for the cutter. They can't find him, and then they just kind of power and bulk their way into the lane, throwing up an unlikely shot that results in the Ravens coming back up the floor, and then in a frustration moment, as the Ravens come up with the ball, Amari Perkins commits a foul. It'll be his third. And as Perkins goes out of the game, Bailey Crawford comes back in for the Pirates. So the Ravens have the basketball with 8.5 to go in the game, leading at 63-47. I'm not sure they're going to hit that 90, 85 kind of a number. With 8:18 to go, here's a pass underneath, and Reynolds up and good. Preston at 14 now, having an outstanding outing, 65-47. Benedict is going to be successful. He's one of the guys that they're going to look to be successful. Here comes Preston, behind the back pass, and the shot is going to go up for Purdy. Has it rejected, saved by Park. And again, Purdy just not going up strongly and aggressively enough. Now the shot blocked from behind. What a job by Reynolds. Driving it down is Kissling. He'll go in and up and score it. Harrison Kissling on the transition bucket. 67-47, and the Ravens go right back up by 20. The feed to the left side of the lane is going to be up and good. Not a lot of angle on that one. That thing was just a bang-bang play in the first points for Jamal Davis. 67-49. Ravens coming into the forecourt with 7:11 to go in the game. Kissling standing in the center circle, just holding the ball, looks into the middle. Ravens being patient, looking for what it is they're looking for. Backdoor pass, the shot up and good. Timeout. We're taking a break after that driving layup by Preston Reynolds and his 16th point of the game. 7:02 to play in the contest with a timeout. Benedictine. 69, Park 49.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
We've got just over 7 minutes left. 7:02 to go in the ball game. 69-49. Benedictine leading Park here in the Nolan Gym tonight on the final regular season game of the year. Let's be real honest. It's the last game the guys are going to play here this year. The ladies are going to be here as the conference tournament goes on. But for the guys, this will be their final appearance here in the Nolan. They will be in the postseason tournament. No question about that. But they will be on the road throughout, I think, is a fairly reasonable likelihood. So here we go. Park with the basketball coming out of the timeout. And if they're going to come back from a 20-point deficit, they will have to be using these possessions very wisely. They're going to have to be efficient. Here's a driving shot blocked from behind, and a follow shot is going to miss, and offensive rebound is going to miss, and now we're going to get a Raven foul. The whistle's going to be on Drew Purdy. Here's the thing. You kind of take that foul because I like the way he was in the lane and I like the way he kind of kept battling and did not relinquish anything on that play. Park coming to the line. It'll be Jamal Davis up there. He's got 2 points, scoring his first points of the game a moment ago, and his first free throw of the evening is up and in. So 3-9 for Jamal Davis. Jamal's out of Kansas City, Missouri, a 6'6 junior. Second free throw. Very nice. 69-51, Benedictine. As Larry Parker III brings it into the forecourt, we go to 6:15 left. Parker into the lane, a little runner misses, gets his own rebound, brings it out on top to Kissling. 6 minutes left. Harrison, he's in there at the one right now, giving Declan a little breather. Here's a beautiful backdoor pass, and Ravens are going to save it. Launch went up as a desperation shot, and they're going to let Park transition it back up the floor. Falling away, they'll feed it underneath the goal, and let's see what this foul is going to be all about. So we're going to get a foul called against Benedictine, and here comes Declan back into the game. Who will he take out? Will it be Harrison? No, it'll be Larry. So Parker's coming out. Here comes Vanderwoody, and that will take Kissling out of the game. So for the Ravens, looks a lot like the starting five to me with 5:47 to play. 69-51 Benedictine. Park brings it into Jamal, and Davis loses it at the baseline. Nice steal, and the Ravens are going to turn it back over and steal it back again. Preston. Up the floor, over to the left side to Jack. Vanderwoody with the basketball, works his way closer to the top, dribbles it off, gets it there to Bryson. LaRue in front of the scorer's table, dribbling the ball with 5 minutes and 20 to go. The clock tick-tocking down. Back over to the right side from 15. The off-balance shot is going to be out of bounds. 5:18 to go. And that off-balance shot was the result of a foul, and the Ravens coming to the free throw line. The first win by LaRue. Got it. Bryson LaRue puts it in, giving him a dozen points now. That foul, by the way, was on Tyler Burrows. The second free throw will kick away, no good. And a rebound out of play, and the Ravens are going to bring Gabe into the game. So Sidgwick will come into the game for Purdy. 5:17 left. Pirates will take it across midcourt. Come over to the right side. No skip pass down near the baseline. Long cross court pass held in by Crawford. Bailey off on John to Burrows. He'll go into the lane. Shot blocked by Gabe. Here comes Benedictine. The outlet up the floor. The kick to the top. Gabe will bring it up to Jack, over to the right side. Bryson, LaRue looks to the middle, nothing doing. BC is going to reverse it and bring it back out on top. 4:44 to go in the game. Deglin, into the lane, spin, turn, shoots, and scores. Deglin Sullivan. His first point of the second half gives him 11 tonight. 72-51. 4.5 minutes to go. We are owed a timeout. I'm sure it's coming here shortly. Park will go 3 and miss, and the rebound pulled down by Preston Reynolds. BC up the floor. Preston into the lane, to the right side, Deglin. Benedictine has just done a great job. They've been moving the ball. They've been brisk with it. And now, here late in the game, they've also kind of shifted gears. They have slowed this thing down and pulled it back out on top. Run of the shot clock down is to 10, 9, and 8. Preston goes into the lane. It's going to be stripped out of his hands. He's able to go back and recover it, putting it up and in. 10.5, 18 in the game for Preston. 74-51. 3:40 left. And again, Park runs this kind of a motion-ish offense. They'll jump it over into the corner to Crawford. McRoberts on top. In traffic, puts up a shot that's going to be partially blocked by Gabe. Here comes Benedictine. Sullivan will go coast to coast. Oh, the teardrop over the front lip of the rim, Declan Sullivan. 3:15 to go, and the Ravens coming up with another steal. They lead by 25. They have the basketball. They have 3 minutes left in this game. The baseline shot, no. Offensive rebound, and BC's going to reset it. 3 minutes to play. 76-51. Declan just holding it up topside. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Now he will attack the lane. Go to the baseline, feeds it across, Bryson, little reverse layup, doesn't go, rebound Park. Benedict was able to take a ton of time off the clock. The feed across the lane is going to be slapped away, recovered by the Pirates, comes out on top, three-point shot, airborne and good by Amari Perkins. 76-54. 2:22 to play. Declan way up top-sided again. For Benedictine, great patience. Here's Jack. Goes Deglin. Accelerates. Beats his man. Left-handed layup. Won't quite fall. He will seldom miss that one. And here's a layup on the other end. It's going to be up and good for McRoberts. It is 76-56. And we are inside 2 minutes to play. We're going to get a timeout. Pistols coming over, and is it a break or is it just a rotational stop? It's going to be a timeout. Let's do it. 1:54 to go in a ball game. It's all Benedictine. Ravens 76, Park 56.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
We look out of the court, and suddenly sophomore Harrison Kissling looks like the old man out there because Benedictine has brought in a whole bunch of new young players, and along with Harrison Kissling, you're going to have Jordan out there, or Jared Lee, the 6'2 sophomore from Kansas City. You've got James Stockman, a redshirt freshman out of Crosby, Minnesota. He's 6'4". You've got Noah Simmons, the big guy from Valley Center, Kansas, and Gabe Sidgick. So here's a feed to the top. Jared goes to right side, twists, turns, comes back out on top to Harrison. Shot clock at one. The off-balance shot, going to be a little bit short. Had a good look on it for Simmons. And they're going to say shot clock violation. They're going to make him inbound that ball with a minute 23 to go. Hey, Noah at least understood the time on the clock and launched one that way, but he didn't have a great shot to go with. Here comes Park with a minute 20 to go. It's a 20-point Raven lead. Benedictine running another guy to the scorer's table. We're going to get Caleb Moss maybe in the game. Here's a shot up and in. So Caleb Moss at the scorer's table. Here come the Ravens. Lee goes right side, across to the left. Here's Simmons for three. Oh, it doesn't go in. And a rebound pulled back down. Kind of loves Noah. Here's a running shot on the other end. It's up and good. So McRoberts is going to get that too. And Benedictine will take a timeout just to make the substitution to get Caleb Moss, a 6'7" freshman from Dillon, Virginia, in the game. We're in the last minute. BC will skip it into the forecourt. Down the left side. Here's a Noah three. Oh, it is! Simmons! Noah makes it 79-60. To the delight of the crowd. Here's a baseline three. Rattling it home. How about that? It's going to be Jamal Davis. shot clock and game clock are identical as Benedictine comes into the forecourt. Topside is going to be Jared Lee, and BC is going to back it away. They're not going to take a shot. I can't imagine anymore. Players coming over to the side. Final score in this one tonight, Benedictine 79, Park 63. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Here in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. Crowd milling around, having a pretty good time, enjoying what will be the final time these guys play. And for the seniors, you know, we did have senior night a week ago. They like to have that on that final home Saturday game. But for these seniors tonight, man, last time they're going to set foot on this floor in a competitive game. Bryson LaRue and Ben Say and Noah. It was great to see Noah hit that three-pointer very late in the game to the delight of the crowd and his teammates, and that's a big deal for him. So anyway, coach is going to be headed up here in a little bit. We'll chat with head coach Ryan Moody for Benedictine. And for the Ravens, it was a good way to avenge an earlier loss to Park down in Parkville a month ago. So it was very nice to see them bounce back from that. And for Benedictine, just a very solid outing tonight. I mean, look at the scoring up and down. Well, first, let's cover a Park real quick with three guys in double digits. Armani 15, McRoberts 11 and 10 for Burroughs. 7 and 9 for Davis. Crawford had a half a dozen and 5 for Perkins. That's kind of the Park numbers. For Benedictine, 19 for Jack Vanderrudy. Jack, 7 of 11 shooting the ball, 5 of 8 three-point shooting, just a huge night. You had 16 tonight for Preston Reynolds, who I think this was one of his best games he's played. I mean, it just seems so complete. I was very, when I'm watching him, I'm up there looking at him, I'm thinking, this guy is, you know, he's just doing a great job. 16 for Preston, 13 for Deglin Sullivan, who never disappoints, and the same with Bryson LaRue with a dozen. Joining us up here, here comes Coach, and we'll crank this thing up a little bit. Coach, is it working in
it's
there?
Working.
All right.
It's working.
Hey, congratulations, man. I'm
going to
tell you what. You could sum it all up. They played really well.
They did
just
play
simple
well.
As that.
Yeah, they played well. They really, I thought we executed really well with our game plan tonight. Defensively, I thought we were really good for most of that game. There was a little period there where we weren't, but, you know, this team, Tom, the last time we played them, and I'll take the blame because I don't think we were ready for some of the stuff they did to us, but, we had 55 shots and they had 73 shots when we played them the first time. And tonight we got to 69 shots and they only got 61. You know, we didn't turn it over, at a high clip, tonight. I think we had 8 and 20 assists. We took care of their press for the most part. I thought we did a great job on the glass, out, you know, getting 15 offensive rebounds. That was a focus to them, to their 11. I think they had like 14 against us last time and we had like 2. So, you know, we just wanted to be the aggressor. We wanted to be more physical. We also talked about, you know, this time of year, college coaches, high school coaches, they talk to each other a lot, you know, because everybody's kind of going through it. It's the end of the year, and you're either, you know, you're battling. And I talked to a couple friends last night and this morning, and the consistent theme for all of us was everybody's playing for something right now. Everybody's playing for something. You know, Park's playing for pride. They're not going to lay down, you know, like we're playing for a spot in the Hart tournament and to get to 16 wins. This had to get to 15 to get to 16. You know, like I think this group really played for something tonight, and what a way to finish the home regular season, right? Like go out and put it on a team that put it on you at third place. So I thought we did a good job.
I'm not sure I ever saw a men's college basketball game that didn't have a turnover in a whole half.
Yeah, I mean,
was craziness.
Took care of the basketball in the first half for sure. Got a little loose in the second, but you could see, I mean, the tiredness a little bit of both teams down the stretch there. You know, we're sitting at March 20, whatever, 18th or whatever. So, I thought our guys really battled tonight. I'm really proud of them. The rebounding is really impressive against the Park team. 40 rebounds and 15 offensive, and guys played well. I mean, 4 guys in double figures, you know, almost everybody that got on the floor scored. We shared it. I thought they executed really good. Park does a lot of different things. They pressed us in a 2-2-1. They pressed us in a 3-2. They showed a 3-2 half court trap. They showed a 2-3. They showed man-to-man switch. And the last 2 days, that's all we've done is spend time on switching defenses. And I thought our guys just really executed and were able to recognize and, you know, you know your team's getting better when they're looking at you and telling you what to run. You know, like Harrison and Deglin are out there telling me, like, we should run this. And you know your team, like, is growing up and getting an IQ when they know they see a matchup or they see something and they pick on it, and then it works. And then now they're going to try to call everything, which won't happen. But, you know, I thought they did a great job tonight.
Hey, I tell you what, everybody's important on the team. You know,
yeah.
Everybody has to play well. I thought Preston played maybe as good as I'd seen him play tonight.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, he had that focused look. I mean, he was making shots. He was making some incredible passes. He was sharing the ball, rebounding. I mean, he was playing above the rim all night. I was so impressed with him tonight.
He's played that way for the last month and a half. I mean, like, you know, almost a double-double. His passing and his vision is fantastic. We run a lot of stuff through him. You get him in the mid-post and let him make decisions. The guys know when to cut. They know when to space off of him. They know he's going to find them. He played really well tonight. I thought Harry played good. Jack showed up, you know, like Jack is one of our best shooters, and Jack showed up and banged in shots tonight. We made free throws at a high clip. You know, tonight was a good game. But we just told him, Tom, I mean, the goal wasn't just to like win tonight this week. The goal is to win on Saturday night too. So, we got to reset and get some rest and keep pushing. This group's learning and growing. And I keep saying that because a lot of them are back, you know, and this is really important right now for this team to just keep growing and learning how to win and being in tough situations. So I'm proud of the group tonight.
I talked to Coach Folsom a little bit, and we need to talk about going to be in LA, the final game of the regular season. And not only is it a big game for so many reasons, but it is a big game to have the Kansas State area fans to get a chance to come and see you. And we got to remind them because nobody's going to look at this, and I'm just kidding, during the course of the game, everybody's going to turn on the radio station Saturday afternoon and say, where's the game at?
Yeah.
Because there isn't one. It's a night game, which is so odd.
It is odd. They've got a lot of other sports going on that day, softball and baseball and some other stuff. I don't know, lacrosse maybe, and their administrative staff can't pull it off, all those things at one time. So we moved it to a 5:30 girls game, 7:30 our game. You know, that girls game, I'm sure you've talked about it quite a bit tonight, but that is a massive game. I'm really happy for Coach Folsom and his players to put themselves in that position. To have that, told him when he was walking off the floor, the pressure's off, now go have fun on Saturday, right? Like, this is the game. And, you know, we're excited. I have no idea where we're at, you know, when it comes to, like, park tournament. I know it's MNU. I know it's always a fight. I know we like to beat them. And I know that if we win, we're in the conference tournament. Whether we lose and are still in, I have no idea. But we're going to go out there, and we just told them, I mean, it's going to probably be their senior day. There's going to be a ton of people in that gym. It's going to be an awesome environment, and we just got to get ourselves ready to go at 7:30 on Saturday night.
Coach, congratulations. Great effort for the guys. We are so looking forward to Saturday down there.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you.
You got it. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine Guys, after an impressive win over Park tonight as Benedictine sweeps the Pirates. Tomorrow night, sports look. Gus and I'll be with you right after Ryan Hagan's evening report. About 5:20 tomorrow, we'll get you up to speed on all of the stuff going on, and there's so much to cover. We'll be with you then. Friday night, we're going to see who wins the championship on the girls' side of the NEKL, as we're going to have Troy at Horton and boys and girls games. And then Saturday, of course, we've been talking about it, Benedictine at Mid-America, 5:30 ladies' game, 7:30 guys' game, Ravens at Mank. Got to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Until we greet you next time, for Joseph, producing and engineering and doing all the work in the Care Sports Studio, Tom Counts here in the NOLA Gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.